This is Jimmy IV, creator and host of the Sexy Cool Lounge podcast. And I want you to continue to shine bright and radiate your vibe because you're now listening to The Road to Rediscovery with Aubrey Johnson.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special solo episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. Now, as you know, you can hear this show anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you happen to listen on Apple Podcasts, we invite you to leave a rate and review. Otherwise, we still really, really value your input. And please let us know how we're doing by sending us an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. That's roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. And we'll even feature your feedback in a future episode. We are always, always truly grateful for your listenership. Now, in this special solo episode, we're going to talk about three ways that you can tell that it's time for change in your life. As with many of my past solo episodes, I am personally vested in what I have to share with you today, and I'll explain why. Last week, I was on business travel and returned home last Thursday. I felt fine over the weekend until Sunday morning when I woke up with body aches, had a pounding headache, congestion, and a sore throat. In fact, you can probably already tell from my raspy voice where I'm going with this. In my typical stubbornness, though, I chose to fight it off that day by going outside and doing yard work in 98 degree heat, then taking one of my notorious hot walks. I call them hot walks because I walk throughout the neighborhood in the peak heat of the day when it's basically a ghost town and all of my neighbors are wisely staying indoors. Well, that was a big mistake. Shortly after the walk, my head started to pound even harder, so I took my temperature, and sure enough, it was 102 degrees. Then I later found out I tested positive for COVID. So I drank lots of fluids and laid on my back in the bed, staring up at the ceiling, thinking about some of the bad routines that I repeatedly do day in and day out. Staying up late and waking up early. Working to the point of exhaustion outside, living here in North Texas, at the hottest point of each day, and more. Believe it or not, I do have a method to my madness with these hot walks and yard work. In summers like this, more stable-minded people do their yard work or take walks early in the morning or as the sun goes down. In my mind, I was building a tolerance of sorts, a physical tolerance for the heat. But now I know I have neglected the underlying impact this would have on my brain, my skin, and a lot more. You see, I'm a fan of routine. From preparing my coffee and setting my clothes the night before, to writing my to-do list when I wake up each morning. There are some routines I wisely adapted as I became older and realized their importance, such as stretches in the morning, doing exercises, strength training, and cardio. With that said, I would like to ask if you feel there's a time where a routine is not good, or more so, if a routine in your life needs to be removed or changed. Changes in routine are often referred to as seasons. This could be a change in where you work, a change in restaurants you dine, a change in certain activities you do, and a lot more. There may be a routine or season where you immerse yourself within a certain group of friends. Then some sort of life change would occur that would either force or empower you to, as I say, close one chapter and open the next. Basically meaning end that season with those friends and start a new season with this life change. I'm a firm believer that while routine is good and lends the virtue of consistency, so long as that routine is not a detriment to you or others, we have to strike a sweet balance in discerning what routines serve us and what no longer serves us. So, coming to you straight from my medicated and congested head, I wish to share with you three ways to tell it's time for change. Number one, your routine is impeding your growth. This one reminds me of a mantra from one of my past guests. Their mantra was, you want to be different? Do different. How many of us have declared at the beginning of each year that this is the year you'll make more money? This is the year you'll lose weight or eat healthier? But you don't make any change whatsoever to move in that direction. Now, trust me, I'm not being self-righteous in asking this question. I am including myself. I've done this repeatedly and repeatedly, and I'm sure I'll do it again, even though we're talking about this now. Now, this may sound cliche, but I believe it's what we call insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Now, this requires a deep introspective lens, and here's what I mean. While it may be easier for someone on the outside looking in to tell you what you need to stop doing in order to grow, only you can look at your habits and routines and make that determination. Nothing wrong with having a close friend or a loved one tell you what you should stop doing in order to grow or give you advice. But don't, and I plead you, don't take that advice without doing your own recognizance. You know better than anyone where you want to grow in life. Let's try this simple exercise. We're going to make a T-chart. On an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, draw a large capital T right down the center. On the left side of that T, list as many habits and routines you can think of that you practice. And on the right side, list the ways in which you want to grow. Now, starting with the first routine on the left side, ask yourself if it supports or impedes the first growth item on the right. And then do the same for the second growth item, and the third, and so on. Then repeat this process with the second routine, and the third, and however many more you have. If you are transparent and honest with yourself, you will see the areas where a change may be needed. Number two, your routine no longer brings you happiness or excitement. Look, one of the most amazing things that makes life worth living is to have a reason to get out of bed each morning. What gets you jazzed in life? What excites you? What is your inspiration that empowers you to jump out of bed and put in the work that leaves you pleased and fulfilled at the end of each day? Simply put, what puts a smile on your face? I like to categorize routines into two different types: life-sustaining and life-enhancing. I'll admit it, life-sustaining routines aren't the most exciting thing to do, right? But they cultivate a certain flow state in how you move from day to day. And in my opinion, that is very, very much needed. Life-enhancing routines are very much needed as well. These are routines that fulfill us. They are what we enjoy doing. They satisfy us mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. In short, we feel better and better from these routines each day. On another sheet of paper, let's try this. Write another capital T right down the center of that paper and list your life-sustaining routines on the left and your life-enhancing routines on the right. First off, do you have as many enhancing routines as you do the sustaining ones? If not, take some time to think of more routines you could start that you find enjoyable. It could be taking up pickleball, learning a new language, draft a travel schedule, and more. If you have a pretty good list of enhancing routines, start at the top and ask yourself if each life-enhancing routine still makes you happy. If you answer no to at least one of them, it may be time to think of ways to tweak the routine to bring you happiness again, or remove that routine altogether and make that change. Which brings us to number three, the third way that you can tell it's time for a change. It's quite obvious, if you really think about it. You find your lifelong partner, and you fall in love. Yep, that's exactly right. There's no other way to put it. You find your lifelong partner and fall in love. Cue the cliche music titles like All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, Love Is the Answer, Love Conquers All, and so much more. At the truest core of humanity, the way the good Lord Almighty has wired us, we are wired with the need to love and to be loved. In the song Love Is All That Matters from the British pop group New Human League, the lead vocalist says, I've got this beautiful situation. I finally found out what life's about. Gonna talk about it in my conversations. I'm gonna tell the world. I'm gonna sing it from the highest mountain. We humans are not meant to exist in solitude. We have an innate, absolute need to find that one person to spend the rest of our lives with. It's just how we're wired. In this third way, I also like to include becoming a parent. This involves legacy, and I don't care where you are in life, a major change is needed when you become a parent. Additionally, from the first moment you see your baby's eyes, you completely fall in love. It's a different kind of love. It's a paternal love. So becoming a parent is included in this third way. In both cases, think about this. In both cases, there was one person traveling through life, you. And now there's the acknowledgement and consideration of a second person. It's not just what's best for you anymore when it comes to certain situations and decisions. It's also what's best for your partner or what's best for your child. When you're in love, really in love, some routines that no longer serve just falls by the wayside and you're happy to be rid of them. After all, the love of your partner or child is now your priority. Some routines are not easy to stop, making the needed change that much more difficult. It could be an addiction, an eating disorder, a toxic relationship with an ex, and so much more. It's different for everyone, and some may take more time than others. So, in retrospect, as I continue to stare at the ceiling, hoping my fever breaks, I like to think of myself as a relatively healthy person. But I also know that lack of sufficient sleep, which I'm notorious for, compromises your immune system, which could have possibly exposed me to catching COVID. And while being in this sick state, as you can tell from my voice, I also learned how much I enjoy sleep. How can I apply more sleep to my life, which I would argue sleep is both a sustained and enhanced routine, but how can I apply more sleep where I can enjoy it and strengthen my immune system? Well, there's a habit or routine I need to remove from my life. It's time for a change. Also, if I were to go a bit further, ever since starting this podcast, I've been chasing a ghost of sorts. The ghost of getting noticed. Bending over backwards to obtain as many likes and follows and comments as I possibly can. I've exhausted myself trying to analyze how something goes viral. Keywords, hashtags, the right alt text, ideal times to post, and all these other crazy methods. Well, this is something else that I've decided I need to change. I am done chasing ghosts. My focus has always been on quality, and it will continue to be on quality, but I'm no longer going to try to crack the nut on quantity. If it happens, it happens. If not, then that's okay too. You see, I used to have a routine for posting certain content, stories, reels, YouTube shorts, etc., etc., and I would follow that routine each day. Audiograms I post on Monday, stories on Tuesdays, reels on Fridays, shorts on Saturdays, and more. Now, I'm 56 years old, and guess what? That routine no longer makes me happy. It really hasn't changed much in terms of likes, follows, and subscribes. It really hasn't. In fact, I would argue that the consistency over the years of having this as a presence and a platform has been a slow organic growth more so than this posting routine. My future posts may not be as consistent as they were when I had the routine, but now when I feel in my heart of hearts the need to post something, when I hear or feel a message that is weighing on my heart that I feel I need to share with the world and get out there, I will do so and not just follow some crazy routine to mark the checkbox off as done. So there you have it. Three ways to tell it's time for a change. For a quick recap, here they are. Once again, your routine is impeding your growth. Your routine no longer brings you happiness or excitement. And you find your lifelong partner or become a parent and fall in love. The last discovery I'll share with you is this. If we were to take all three of these ways, package them nicely, and wrap them with a nice bow, we'll find that these are all ways that we find our purpose. And we all know we can't achieve purpose without change. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And as always, we want all of our listeners to know that when dealing with life struggles, you're never alone and there's always hope. Please share this show with someone you know who needs inspiration and support. We're all in this journey of life, and it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Roads Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.